Currently, collegiate athletes are barred by the NCAA from getting paid for use of their name and likeness, whether it be endorsement deals or even YouTube accounts. After California became the first state to pass legislation making it illegal for colleges to prevent their athletes from being paid, a bill to do the same was filed in Florida. That came from House Minority Leader Keone McGee.
So if that is not fair, if that is not an unfair situation, I don't know what else is. And we simply want to correct that.
About 10 states have followed suit since then with legislation of their own. Governor Ron DeSantis has seemingly been all in on the concept. He reiterated that to reporters at this week's Associated Press legislative preview event.
And there's no other part of college where they could use your name, image, and likeness without your consent or without you being able to share in that. So I think that there's a way forward for that, and I think we've gotten good bipartisan support for that.
But Senate President Bill Galvano took a more hesitant approach to the topic.
I have my own reservations about moving college athletes into the realm of professional athletes in many regards. I think there may be some things that we can do to make it more fair for them, for example, in social media interactions and things of that nature. But, I expect that proposal will need to be thoroughly vetted before any ultimate decision is made.
Following both DeSantis's and Galvano's remarks, the NCAA made a move of its own. Michael Drake, who chairs the NCAA's Board of Governors, says more flexibility is needed on the issue. On Monday, the governing board directed the NCAA's three divisions to consider updating bylaws to allow opportunities for its athletes to profit. Its goal is to have those updates in place by 2021, but with certain guidelines. Those include making clear the distinction between collegiate and professional opportunities, and that compensation for athletics performance or participation is impermissible. Meanwhile, Republican State Senator Debbie Mayfield, who filed similar legislation to McGee's, says she is moving forward with backing her bill, which would go into effect in 2020. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.